A future AFL star could have been among the group of teenage boys who gathered at Blacktown International Sports Park in Sydney's West. The Kickstart initiative recognises the best AFL talent around the country, and it's the prospect of being selected for Australia's national Indigenous team that remains a huge motivator, as 14-year-old Jamie Baxter from the Northern Territory explains.
It means a lot. I really want a future with footy, and hopefully this will put a pathway for me.
More than 300 boys from Indigenous and multicultural backgrounds took part in the special AFL tournament. With so much skill and speed on display, it's no wonder the national team is named the Flying Boomerangs. Some former representatives have gone on to play professionally, including Brendan Archie from the West Coast Eagles, and many of the boys playing are aiming to do the same. Among those watching were talent scouts and former AFL players looking for budding talent. David Roden is a retired AFL professional who has played for many teams, including the Richmond Tigers and Port Adelaide.
You've got the fun side of it, and these guys, I think, falling in love with the game. And then you've got, obviously, the high talent end as well. So we've got, I think, most AFL clubs that are here. You know, we've got 18, but I think probably 16 or 17 are here, scouting the next best talent.
The boys who have participated in the tournament this week come from all around Australia, but what they do have in common is a shared passion for the game. But it's not all about football. Part of the program involves mentoring and leadership training. Youngster Hunter McAuliffe from Sydney says he's learned a lot from the process.
The educational sessions have been sensational. Got to learn a lot about, like, both myself and other people. Met a lot of people from other states. They've had ex-AFL players. It's been really good.
The 25 boys selected for the Flying Boomerang squad will have the opportunity to compete with teams around Australia and even fly overseas for elite training and competitions. Jessica Washington, SBS News.